This is New Year's Day. This is the first day of the rest of your life. So what will you do with this new year? Will you become more strong in the Lord? Will you become a more mature Christian? Will you put away childish things and be a mature adult in the Lord? I know that some of you are going to make some resolutions this year, things that you intend to accomplish, or maybe some things in your life that you want to get rid of, some vices that you want to break away from. My resolution for the new year is the Word of God, my unshakable foundation. I have found some verses in the Bible that help me with this. The first comes from Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 8, and it tells me that the words of our God stands forever. Another verse comes from Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35. Jesus said, "My words shall never pass away." And then I read in Psalms 134, where the writer says, "I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing unto thee. I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your holy name for your loving kindness and for your truth, because you have magnified your word above all of your names." Can you imagine that? I know that we hold up the name of Jesus as being the only name whereby anyone can be saved, but God places more value on his word than he does on all of his names. That's something. I know that this year we all want to be blessed. To be blessed means to be rightly related to God, so that your life is fulfilled and you experience a deep personal satisfaction. It's important to know that this happiness is not related to your circumstances, and it doesn't come simply by seeking for it. You'll find happiness not by seeking for it, but by doing certain things and not doing other things. The blessings come as a side benefit of the choices we make. A wise man once said that happiness is like a cat. Seek it and it will run from you. But go about your business day by day, and soon it will come and curl up at your feet. There's many people that doubt that we can ever find happiness in this world. In the last few months, our nation has experienced much pain and confusion, doubt and sadness. Why? Because something has gone wrong, badly wrong in the world, and no one knows quite what to do about it. But Psalms 1 assures us that it is possible to live a blessed and happy life right here on this earth, but only on God's terms. The world offers entertainment, cheap thrills, and momentary pleasures. But true happiness, authentic joy, and true peace are found only in the Lord. Psalms chapter 1 tells us, "Blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves does not wither. Whatever he does prospers." Are you surprised that this chapter opens up not with the positive, but with the negative? The blessings begin with what the righteous man does not do. He doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked. He doesn't stand in the way of the sinners. He does not sit in the seat of the mockers. The counsel of the wicked means that the advice of the moral corrupt means that a person does not live while taking advice from the ungodly and unstable. It's a general term that describes the worldview of those who do not know God. The way of the sinners involves a series of lifestyle choices. The seat of the mockers means to have close, intimate, long-term fellowship with those who openly reject the Lord. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.